This is the Pew Talk America Radio Network.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome back. It's the beginning of hour three-ish. We may or may not end by 10 o'clock. We're not sure. We'll figure it out as we go along. Hi, it's Clayton McKee, Pew Talk America. Kat Carlson's pouring herself another beer. Marnie Ryu is trying to read the chat room, and Al just took a leak. So we've got all these things going on. My God, the wine is working.
You went winky.
Something like that. Well,
three beer kind of.
We've had quite a lot of discussions about cocaine, movies that are scary, movies that aren't scary, the benefits of pot,
cops and poop,
right?
Tati, so as it were.
We've pretty
shitty
much
stories.
We've covered a lot of ground on this show, so if you want to listen to it back, please do, and hang on for dear life. Coming up later, Kat Carlson with two things, but right now it's Al Perkins and his favorite segment, him.
Ah, headlines is my favorite segment. Okay, so we'll start with the Margot Kidder.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just anytime. Well, you got Brenda Vaccaro to choose from, too.
Yeah.
But anytime you have a little bit of a cough or a cold and you get a little raspy voice, yeah. Oh, Superman. You know what I mean? You go right to that.
Suzanne Plachette's another one I love.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I forgot about her.
Oh, Bob.
So she's a fucking Canadian.
Here's your voice for the show.
Oh.
And she became an American, I feel like, in the 90s to vote for, I can't remember. She became American just for an election. And,
I can't remember
what the political cause was.
Ross Perot?
No.
She was a little quirky.
And young. She passed young, as far as I'm concerned.
In 2005, so she could vote against George W. Bush. That doesn't make sense.
So she's
because
okay.
2005, he'd already been elected twice.
She wasn't that crazy. Oh, maybe she was.
He'd already been elected twice. So
she didn't understand.
Unless she was just trying to, like, twice at him and that was enough, she's going to vote for someone else. did a little work in movies, went away because of a director, said she was kind of shitty, took some acting lessons, came back, famously played in all four Superman movies as Lois Lane.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out there's a little, the town that she's from has a Lois Lane in that town, but it's actually named after an actual resident of the town, not after her playing Lois Lane. So it's kind of funny. She famously went a little batshit crazy, took out her teeth, started walking around saying her ex-husband was after her.
Yeah. That was in New York,
was found
wasn't
in someone's,
it?
I can't remember, but she was found living under someone's porch and living in their garden.
Yep.
So she kind of became famous for that.
There was a horrible episode, well, horribly funny, a Family Guy where she was a guest at dinner, lost her mind, broke out a wall, and screamed out of the house and went running down the street. So,
God.
Yeah. And as she said, what happened to me, the biggest nervous breakdown in history, bar possibly Vivian Leigh's, is not so uncommon. I'd have thousands of supportive letters from all over the world. It's just that mine was public. If you're going to fall apart, do it in your own bedroom. So she did get help after that and made her way back, where Vivian Leigh eventually, because Vivian Leigh had Tourette's syndrome and bipolar disorder. So that's why Laurence Olivier stayed married to her for many years after like the marriage was over. Because
see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, betcha.
Because she would like take off her clothes and on airplanes and be like really vulgar
provocative
and like no one knew she was mentally ill, and they were very sad that Vivian Leigh died before they could help her. And she played one of the most batshit people. You know, she won her second Oscar, and you're like, was she just playing herself in a streetcar named Desire? Because Blanche DuBois and her had a lot in common. And I think Jessica Tandy played that on stage, and someone famously said Jessica Lange was better because she was acting. Vivian Leigh was just playing herself.
Okay.
So I always thought that was kind of a mean-spirited quote, but I quoted it again.
But but he'll keep saying it.
So fun show on Netflix.
That's the one I wanted right
now. This month. Oh, not this month. It's been on. Unfortunately, it was not renewed. And I could tell by the way it ended that they were expecting to come back, and hopefully we can start a campaign to get them to...
Which one?
Everything Sucks.
Oh, see, I just picked that up.
So
I'm just like the first episode in, and incidentally, the girl is older now and is a shirt tail character on Grey's Anatomy. That's right.
Oh,
good job.
How does she do it? How
you,
does
you
she?
You called her a character.
Every
a
fucking
character.
She can bring everything back to that show.
Yeah,
everything.
But she said a character. If she firmly yeah. believed they all were real,
she's
I
a real.
You.
No. Hang on. The doctors oh. are real people, but
oh,
this
see.
Girl,
oh.
this Betty, I don't know who the fuck. Yeah. I don't know who the fuck this character is.
She comes. She sweeps in. She
oh, she
out.
Is. She's Betty on Grey's Anatomy, and she's only a minute older. Because
she's 8 feet taller, though.
Yeah, I don't know when they filmed this. Everything sucks. It is so charming, and it's got to be exactly the right age group for you.
It's super the right age
like
group.
Like they
for me,
must.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of like who I know that this is hitting.
They're
the sweet
really
spot
aiming
for.
At that, like born between 76 and 82, like that. Mm-hmm. That micro generation that we've talked
yeah.
about,
and
they call us Xenials.
Ah,
Xenials.
Oh.
Because it's Gen X
between
and millennials.
Generation X and sure. millennials, there's this like 4 year generation where we had technology as children, but still remember like the analog world.
Yeah,
like we remember the sure. kitchen phone, but sure. we had cell phones in our hands pretty early.
Right.
So
in like my 20s.
So this is a cute story set yeah. in 1996, which is the year I started at the bar. So like every song hits just the sweet spot of like. Because yeah. I was like back into the music world through the bar, and then like karaoke, it was every song that people were dying for it to come on karaoke sure. so they could do their own version of
oh,
it.
Oh, and don't forget your dancing career.
Yeah, oh yeah. Dance is yourself a dancer. And it really, it's terrific because it's, it really is the people that you don't hear from much that don't get their story told. The character is the African-American kid. Okay. He turns out to be the main character. He's not the sidekick.
Oh, yeah?
He's the one that's he's the filmmaker. He's the
I literally watched the first episode and that's it.
Yeah, so he gets the idea that he's in love with the girl who's the mm-hmm. baby lesbian. And her story is just
wait, she's a baby dyke? Oh.
Oh, I thought that was out by the end of the first episode.
I don't know. I don't remember. I napped through some shows.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't think you understand.
Stay awake for this one because I think you'll really yeah. enjoy it. Like,
I definitely identify with like the flannel shirt tied around your waist and like just that. I should have been about that age.
Yeah, and it's
well,
it's
I mean,
funny
I was
that they get the Oasis album and they pass it around and Tori Amos is practically a character because little earthquakes means
let
orgasms.
Me tell you, right.
And, yeah.
Mind blowing.
So, but it's really cute. I'm surprised they didn't pick it up. But I just caught it accidentally. It was forced upon me.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. I was kind of doing something else, and it made the switch. So I watched the trailer, and I was like, all right, let's see what this is like. Because sure. I was expecting it to be like a gloom and doom kind of thing. Oh, it's Always Sunny. It's a very sunshiny show.
Okay.
There's no, like, real villains.
Oh, that's
you know,
nice.
Like, the drama. Yeah, the drama club kids are bad guys, but, you know, they... They're just overdramatic, and eventually everybody gets along and makes a movie, and it's just charming. And they're 30-minute episodes; they're fast and furious.
Yeah,
and it starts with something that sucks, and every episode ends with something that's mm-hmm. but just something that sucks when you're in high school. You know okay. what I mean? And cute ways to ask each other out, and like
I've
the unrequited
that,
love, and everybody's in love with the wrong person.
Oh, I'm excited to finish it now.
So, speaking of that, one of the cutest gay movies I have seen in a long, long while. Has been on my Netflix list for a long time, and I finally got around to watching it. Where do I write all this stuff down? It's called The Way He Looks. High school in Sao Paulo. So what does that make it? Brazil? I was mm-hmm. trying to figure out. In Sao Paulo, a blind kid at school and his best friend, and she's a little overbearing with her friendship. His parents are a little overbearing. A new boy comes into school. Possible romance ensues. Do they like each other? Is one in love and the other one's not? Or does the one really like a girl? You just don't know. But everybody's in love with all the wrong people. And it was just so cute and charming and well done. And they were just the cutest people.
And tell me again.
The Way He Looks.
Okay.
Came from a short story. The blind kid is totes adorbs. And his little boyfriend with his curly hair. It's just, you just root for all of them.
Okay.
Like, I just hope that some coupling of you ends up working out.
That's fantastic.
Oh, there's a sweet little kiss. So that was cute. And it was, and so after I watched The Way He Looks, Netflix forced, because on my TV, it auto-plays the next thing, mm-hmm. where if I watch it through the Blu-ray player, you watch the one thing, they're done with you, good night, sir, we said good day. But on the TV version, they keep forcing shit on you and they hold you captive, and they made all good choices last night.
That's good.
So the way I got there was this movie out of England called God's Own Country. So sexy. Oh, my God. Oh. I don't know how they went from the grown-up men's doing it to the teenage boys doing it, because that seemed like a NAMBLA kind of minute. But
I'm sensing a theme.
Right.
It could be. It could have been like...
Did you search gay movies
gays in other countries. So...
NAMBLA.
God's Own Country... Farmer and a really like kind of a Brokeback Mountain kind of story, but different.
Wish I knew how to quit you.
Yeah, it has that kind of feel about it. But a farmer in England takes over his family farm because his father gets sick, so he's
was
there.
He in the Dell?
Yeah, yeah, did very well in the Dell. So
hi-ho, it's Ariel.
Yeah.
The farmer in the Dell. That's right.
If that's how you want to phrase it.
I'm not going to tell you how to live your life.
No. Yeah.
The farmer brings a wife. Yeah. The farmer brings a wife.
Hi-ho, Dario.
The farmer brings a wife.
Yeah. How do you know the second verse to that bullshit?
Because at some point you get to the cheese.
Oh. What there's, cheese?
The mouse brings the cheese.
There's cheese in this song.
Yeah. Oh.
That's all I know.
I'm going to say that I didn't know that part.
Well, my God, let's just look this up.
Oh, boy.
Come on. No.
Anyways. Yeah. So.
Continue on. I'm going
to
do something here.
There's cheese in this song. That's all you need to know.
So really, really good movie set in like the moors in England. I don't know
the
where.
Moors.
The York. I think it's in Yorkshire. So this young man who's guy has to be on the family farm, kind of depressed, kind of drinks too much. They have to hire a migrant worker from Romania. So hot.
Okay.
And the cool part about this movie is they made them go be actual farmers. So everything you see with, like, the animal husbandry and the birthing of the calves and, like, all the things that they do as far as, like, herding and caring for the animals was all real. Like, there are no prop animals.
Okay.
Like, when that sheep is born, that sheep was actually born and they had to do it. And when he checks to make sure how the cow is doing pregnant... He really did check her. I mean, it was so real. I was like, it feels a little bit like a home movie here.
Right.
But a really, really touching love story. You don't see that many about, like, grown-ups. You know, he's not really conflicted about being gay. He's just never really told anybody. And he does it on the dirty down low, but he's not, like, ashamed of it. Like, his friends know he's gay, but that's not the issue. So it's kind of weird to have it, like, the gay part's not... In any of these movies, the gay part's not... No one's going to be horrified when they find out.
Okay.
It's just like telling people in your own time, and there's no reason to tell his mother because what am I going to tell her?
Sure.
That I'm having sex in a bathroom with somebody that, like, there's no one to meet. I live out here in the wilderness.
Right.
Sure. What are we going to do about it?
Sure.
Side note, I found out I'm not the only Mo in my family. I've got a distant cousin that just came out on a family chat. I'm very excited.
Oh, there you go.
Now, second question.
Yeah.
Follow up.
Are you the cause of it?
Probably not.
Did you get the toaster oven? That's
how
you'll know.
Did you know? It's all like, I think you're the reason.
I did none of these things. I've only met this kid literally twice in his life.
Okay.
He.
And it's a boy. Oh.
It's a boy.
You made a boy one.
So my grandfather was in the hospital last week. He had heart surgery and, like, it was scary for a while. Like, you know what I mean? They called my dad to come to Idaho to, like, help take care of things. And I was like,
this could be bad.
This could be bad because this wasn't a planned event. It was a planned surgery, but my dad didn't plan to go. What the fuck? So we started a family chat with all of my cousins and everybody. And he just, like, kind of, by the way, because I was, like, pushing the technology angle. I'm like, okay, grandpa's in the hospital. Hospitals are awful and boring.
Yeah.
So let's do everything that we can to, like, send love and messages. So you know, we found an email thing through the hospital that they, like, print them out and deliver them in a cute way. And so we all did that. And then I started, like, I recorded a video. Just a little, like, 2 minutes. Like, hey, Grandpa, how's it going? You know, we're thinking about you. Love
That's
you.
Awesome.
Apparently moved him to tears and he told every nurse on the floor, which was very sweet.
Oh, that is nice.
Because I'm a grandpa's shadow. You know what I mean? Like, I was that kid that was
everywhere.
You're
his favorite grandson.
Oh, so you really love the Goldbergs.
Yeah. And I'm the first grandson.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, the OG.
I'm the first on both sides of my family. So I'm the favorite grandchild that went far, far away and never calls.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So anyway, so, you know, it goes down a couple more cousins.
Good to know your power.
Right.
Right.
I use my powers for good when I can.
Sure.
So we go, a couple people, you know, post their little videos in the chat, and everybody's relaying to Grandpa. And so my cousin's kid, who's now, like, 20 years old and in the Marines, he, like, records this video, and it was very sweet. You know, hi, great-grandpa, this whole thing. And then in the, like, the very next comments, he says, you know, something about me and my boyfriend, la, la, la. And I was like, There's another Mo in my family.
Another Mo.
Another Mo. Hooray.
Congratulations. Yeah. You're a winner of this challenge.
I know.
But if they don't send the toaster oven, it doesn't count.
There's a tear in my eye. I don't care if it's my fault or not.
Yeah.
I'm just glad to not be the only fucking one.
That's right.
God. That's very exciting. Right.
I know. Carry on. I don't know what you were talking about. I took it over.
Okay. If you get a chance,
I shit on your desk.
Game over.
Perfectly fine. Game over. God's own country. Really, it really was just for that you just never see a movie about this, you know, people living out in the country and like their struggle to like find people. If FarmersOnly.com has not come to them.
Right. Sure.
And it was just very. I just thought it was a very good movie. It was dirty.
Oh,
dirty.
Yeah. Hey.
Okay.
There's sometimes I'm like, glad I'm watching this alone, because that Romanian was hot. In the theaters,
so dumb.
Tully is out. Charlize Theron and... Reitman. What's the son's name? Ivan. Is it Ivan Reitman is the son?
I don't know.
The director, Reitman, who did Juno, and it was written by Diablo Cody, who wrote...
Jason Reitman.
Okay. Very well done.
Thank you. So it's the team that brought us Juno and Young Adult, the movie that pissed people off because she was so unlikable. Now you get Tully.
He brought us Juno, was Up in the Air, Thank You for Smoking, Young Adult, Labor Day.
Yeah, and Thank You for Smoking, if you haven't seen it, is a twisted motherfucker of a movie.
Really,
that one is crazy.
But this
also
is...
Kindergarten Cop.
What?
The original?
Funny.
It's listed as a Jason Reitman movie. Yeah, the Schwarzenegger one, Kindergarten Cop.
Wow, he must have been a baby.
I would guess so.
Who's his dad? Look up who his dad is.
Jason Reitman. Who's your daddy?
Mr. Reitman.
No, but I think
Ivan Reitman,
who directed Ghostbusters, right?
Stand by.
Powerful lineage. Anyways, really?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And Ghostbusters 2 and Stripes. And
oh my gosh!
He's Bill Murray's like partner in crime there for a while. Okay. So it comes from good movie stock.
It looks like it was a father son duo on the Kindergarten Cop because it also shows up under Ivan.
Oh, okay. So they're the Schitt's Creek of that. This movie is a great movie. It's kind, and you could see where people are going to be offended by it.
Was that you that was talking about that? The kind of twist. In this movie,
there is a twist, but I saw it Wednesday night, so I
because I don't remember then what I heard it on or whatever.
Yeah,
but
kind of about post. It kind of takes a very frank look at postpartum depression,
right? And yet it's people with postpartum that are getting upset about it,
and you don't know who you're going to piss off because it really has a lot to say about mental illness and as it relates, is it mental illness? Does she have an underlying illness? Is just this postpartum depression?
Right.
They speak of the last baby having problems.
Okay.
And then you see a very realistic portrait of a woman with three kids whose husband is working and thinks he's helping, but he really isn't.
Okay.
But no one's told him to do more. He thinks he's doing, and she gives him credit. Then you find out the stuff that he's doing off camera. So he's taking a burden, but he's not noticing the woman that he's living with that's struggling and in a lot of trouble, and he's just not seeing it.
Okay.
And but it's just a terrific movie. The girl from the San Junipero episode of Black Mirror that I've talked about 100 times is Tully.
That fucking
and
show.
And she is a winner. Oh my God, is she good?
Okay.
So it's really good.
Is that Mackenzie Davis?
Yeah, Mackenzie Davis in that terrific episode of Black Mirror. So this is just a lot of fun.
That show.
Okay, so I finally watched.
I'm back on it. No,
I was
back
very
in.
Worried about the last episode because it was called Black Museum.
Okay, I'm not that far, but go ahead.
I was just very trepidatious. I don't know. I just
that's a great word.
Just could not face what kind of horror they were going to put into that one. It was one of the most compelling 75 minutes of television that has ever been produced. And I just didn't know. I was just so worried, like, where are we going with this? And, I can't remember what the girl is from that stars in the episode. Oh, my gosh. Everybody in it is so good. It's three stories that you can't figure out how they're related. You just can't make the connection of what anybody's after. just spectacular. I mean, every season they just go out with a huge
every episode
bang.
Fucks me up to the point that I can't watch it again for another month.
And this one too. And again, we're only and you're watching it and you're like, this could never happen. This could never happen. Are we already
this
doing this?
Literally could happen right now. I just watched the one where the dude is all like Star Trek obsessed.
Oh yeah, that's a great one.
I'm like, what? This could literally happen right now.
Yeah, just put the gaming chip in your head.
What?
Yeah. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And then we'll just do the shows that have been canceled. So we'll just go over a quick list in case you're watching any of them so you can stop watching.
I saw there
number
was
one,
quite a list of them.
Number one, Rise, and thank fucking God.
Was it not good?
It's awful.
Okay.
Oh, well, that may be why.
I mean, I'm going to finish it because there should be one more episode.
That way you can say
tonight or tomorrow.
You didn't give up.
Right.
Right. Stayed with it.
They had great things that they could have done, and they did none of them. And it's just, if you've ever been to a steel town that the steel mill has closed up, that show feels like that.
Oh, okay.
It, you know, and it's set in a steel town. You know what I mean? Steel mill's closed up. You know, there's a dad that used to work at the steel plant that's now, like, the football coach. And it's just all, like, gray and depressing. And it's about a high school theater department. It should be... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It should be a lot of
Glee
things.
In a steel town?
Well, you don't have to go full on Glee with it, but they're doing Spring Awakening in this like conservative steel town, and there's a lot of storylines that could be better.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everything in that show should be just better.
Right.
You know what I mean? There should have by now been at least one like show-stopping musical performance, but no, they just keep singing the first 12 bars of Mama Who Bore Me. I get it.
Oh, okay.
Right.
We didn't pay any money for songs.
Right. We didn't pay any money for
songs.
And
we're not writing any original ones.
And we're not writing an original storyline. Like, of course the town got together. They're censoring the play. We did the run-through for the principal with the censorship. Guess what's going to happen next episode? They're going to do the full fucking play.
Right. I already know.
I wrote this whole episode for you. I'm not surprised or entertained.
Right.
Please go away.
And that is on the list. But so is Scorpion, which I was surprised that...
My future ex-wife, Catherine McPhee, is unemployed?
She's unemployed. I was surprised. I thought that show was doing better. Superior Donuts got canceled. Me, Myself, and I got canceled a long time ago. Kevin Can Wait got the axe.
Is that why she went to go do Waitress on Broadway? Because she got canceled?
They just found out. I think they were expecting another season. I think it was just her
she was just
hiatus.
On hiatus, yeah. And had some time.
But suddenly, she doesn't have a job.
Well, sure she does. She's in Waitress.
Poor Linda Lavin can't get another one to work. Nine JKL got canceled. Were you watching that one?
No. I enjoyed. I hadn't seen her forever. And when she was on the
New Normal, right? No,
she was on the show where it was Jack McFarlane, Jack's World.
Oh yeah.
Briefly, and I thought it was great. She was a great mom to Jack. I heard that whole show. I just thought it was a great.
Yeah.
The thing. And I enjoyed her. Her comedic timing's fantastic.
And
good.
I watched one episode of 9JKL, and I was like, okay, I don't really get this premise of owning the whole floor, but sure. Kevin Can Wait, so Leah Remini's going to do another season of Scientology, because now they brought her in to save Kevin Can Wait, right. And she didn't.
so she's going to go wreck that cult.
Another one that surprised me was Designated Survivor got canceled, but I've heard that Designated Survivor might get picked up by... Netflix.
Okay.
That they're interested. Sometimes I think his shows are pro-torture. Like, I could never make it through 24 because I thought, is this just a way to get the nation to soften up to torture?
Okay.
Like, 24 just felt like...
Sure.
Quantico with that beautiful actress whose name Anand will share with us.
She is really cute.
She is gorgeous. That was canceled, and I thought that was doing better. Alex Incorporated, which I've been watching just because I like Zach Braff. But it really isn't that funny. So, no loss there.
Priyanka Chopra from... Chopra?
I think it's Chopra. Taken, which they rebooted, fired Donna Summer's daughter. She was on the first season. Was supposed to have a bigger part in the second season. Then they revamped it without her. And now it's off again. And it's being shopped to other outlets. So they're going to revamp it again. So just call it an anthology. Great News, which was terrible. That was the Tina Fey one.
Oh, I wanted it to be so good,
And it was so bad. Rise got canceled. Brooklyn Nine-Nine got canceled, but then
like
it got...
I feel like Andrea Mitchell ruined that one, because she was playing the same character in that and something... What else was she playing?
She was somebody else's... Difficult People.
Yes.
But playing the exact same character.
I feel like she ruined Great News. I feel like that could have been way better without her.
Yeah, that gimmick was not, that gimmick just didn't make sense. But I guess that's what the show was based on, was at some point they hired the woman who was writing the show in real life. Her mom came on to like help out her own work.
Oh, so it's...
And that was like the premise. And I was like, you just didn't handle it well.
Yeah.
So Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which was canceled, but then NBC picked it up because they owned it, so they think they're going to do one more season. The Mick got canceled, which I was so annoyed with. That's a show with the blonde lady from Everything Sunny and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. That show is disturbing and wrong and funny. And they kicked it off. The Exorcist got canceled, and a friend of mine said I would have liked that. I didn't watch it, but he was convinced that that was the horror movie for me. So I'm sure there's a few more as they do their upfronts. I think tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, the networks will do all their upfronts. So, or I think NBC already did this because Deborah Messing, I think I saw an address. She was at the NBC upfronts.
She was
upfronts.
On Instagram talking
Yeah,
about
so
it
they'll now. Announce their schedules and show it to the advertisers and see who wants to buy. You know, they kind of like give them a taste of what's coming up next year.
Right.
Some things are sold because they don't make pilots. There's some shows that they don't do pilots for anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They just order 13 episodes. And then you just go. So, yeah, good and bad. Some of it needed to go. Some of it I was surprised it was going. And some of it, they just got to get better. Like, you just, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's a funny show. Charming. And the Mick was so goddamn funny. I don't know if you watched that. The drunk lady that ends up taking care of her sister's kids while the rich sister is on the run from the law for tax evasion. And it's like the maid and her drunk boyfriend taking care of these three nasty kids. And it's just, it's so inappropriate. I don't know how half of it is on network TV. But it's fun. The first season at least is on Netflix. I don't know if the second season is yet. But that,
maybe I'll have to look for that.
That one is kind of amusing. And I just, and like, oh, she's so likable.
I'm still astounded at how many shows there are.
Too many.
I think about it, like, I think it, like, car lots. Like, how do they all survive? I just don't understand how all of them survive. How do all these shows survive? Clearly, not all of them do.
Right.
But still, you're like, holy cow.
And then you gotta, like, what makes, like, what made 13 Reasons Why last year click with everybody?
With everybody, like, right. Yeah, some shows, like, get through and some shows do not.
Because Stranger Things, I got that immediately. Like, the first 5 minutes of Stranger Things.
I was a latecomer to that, but I was sucked in the minute I came to it.
Yeah, I mean, the first time I saw it, I was like, okay, I know the theme, I know where we're going, I'm in. And then to find out that the rest of the world liked, you know, 80s trashy movies as much as I did, and so something that's kind of giving you that genre shot for shot. But 13 Reasons Why I don't get.
The Mick is not on Netflix at all.
Oh, it must be on Hulu or something. It
must be on Hulu.
I would say Harrison and I watched it in when we were in San Diego.
Hulu, maybe. You know, 13 Reasons Why, I got sucked into that one.
Oh, I did too, but it's not one that you would expect to have mass appeal. That's not one that you think, and it had a closed end, so there was no reason for a sequel.
I don't know what they're going to do with the
sequel, too. Comes out in a couple weeks.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? It's like The Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, why did you need a second season? What the? I don't know. Clayton McKee.
We're done.
Okay, I'm going to take us back to something a little bit, just because.
Let's do it.
Educational.
Sure.
Yeah, we want to put a stick
we're,
a pin
we're
in
about educating. We're pro education here.
I'm going to go back to the Farmer in the Dell nursery rhyme here. I'm going to shortline it. I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm going to tell you how we get to cheese. Because I figured that's really the goal, isn't it?
It's important that there's cheese in this.
Farmer in the Dell, blah, blah, blah. Farmer takes a wife. Then wife takes a child.
Yeah.
Child takes a nurse.
Yeah.
Nurse takes a cow. Cow takes the dog. Dog takes the cat.
Cat takes the mouse.
Cat takes the mouse. Mouse takes the cheese. The cheese stands alone.
And that's that expression.
That's how we get it. Yeah.
The cheese stands alone. I never knew
Anant
that.
Is screaming at us from the chat room.
About what?
Oh, Childish Gambino is Glover. The guy from Community.
Oh, Donald Glover.
Donald Glover, Atlanta. He has a band called Childish Gambino. The video is really good. I can't think of what the song is.
This is America.
This is America. And it's all playing out behind him. Like, all kinds of racial injustice and strife is all playing very subtly in the background while he's, like, dancing on his car, kind of Michael Jackson, black or white-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And, he did it on SNL. He was on SNL. Funny monologue, funny parts to the show. He did the two songs because he was also the musical guest as Childish Gambino. I don't think I'm really in tune with all he's selling. Like, I never heard... Again, I don't hear new music till they come on SNL.
Right.
Like, unless I'm at a bar and somebody plays a song, or I'm on vacation and my friends listen to the radio, I don't know any music until summer vacation or they're on SNL. And so, the song was good. It was, like, the performance was... I didn't understand why he didn't have a shirt on. I hadn't seen the video. I didn't know what we were going for. I didn't, you know, I didn't get the references to the video, so...
Oh, he didn't have his shirt on SNL?
Yeah, yeah, because he did the song that the... And what did you say the song was called?
This Is America.
Yeah. And I knew I was missing something. Like, I knew there was something that I wasn't quite getting about what was going on the TV, but they weren't conveying the video. They were just kind of, like, giving you pieces of it to make you go look. But it's very provocative, and they're catchy songs.
Oh, good.
It wasn't something, it's another one, it's one of those things, it's not really for me. Like, I get it, he's good, I like Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
but, like, you know, musically, okay.
Not for you, right?
Yeah.
There it is.
Got it. All right.
Good job.
We're moving on, because that's what we do here on Q-Talk America. We move the fuck on!
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of fries of two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kat Carlson.
A white woman in Oakland, California called the police on a black family for using a charcoal grill in a park barbecue zone not designated for charcoal, and the internet has never been happier.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, their crime, according to the unidentified woman, who I think has now been identified.
Oh, I think she's been outed everywhere, yeah.
She's literally everywhere now. Their crime was grilling in one of the park's designated barbecue zones. Using a charcoal grill instead of a non-charcoal grill.
Damn them!
Sons
Listen,
bitches.
Today I only have one thing, and one thing is...
This is enough.
Maybe
this is
enough. Maybe it's two things, because one thing is white women, mind your fucking business. Those people over there barbecuing, are they hurting you?
Yeah,
no, leave them the fuck alone.
How about most everybody mind your fucking business?
Because white women are horrible.
No, I agree. Yeah. But still, everybody's in too many other people's
Listen,
business to begin with.
Self-righteous, do-gooder white women are
Gladys
awful.
Kravitz.
Oh. Not even Gladys. You know, Gladys Kravitz was looking out for her neighborhood. Yeah. And
there was shit going on across that street.
And there was shit going on across the street.
There was
a witch. Lot of nose twitching.
She saw the gay Uncle Albert there.
She had
there.
Reason to be suspicious.
For real.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a difference Flamer. Between watching your street and knowing what your neighbors are doing and being fucking a nosy bitch while you're walking through the park about people who are minding
it's
their
true.
Own business.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Dear white women, shut the fuck up.
And isn't there...
leave people alone.
Isn't there a funny picture now, a meme of...
So
of the cast of Black Panther.
So many
There's
of them.
So many of them. And we're going to roll through some of
oh,
them.
Oh, good,
now.
Good, good.
People, I love the internet. I always have from the very first day
cat
of the
videos.
Internet. I love it. There's cat videos. There are memes. There are Photoshop contests. There are wonderful things that the internet does. And one of those.
So I feel like there needs to be a little bit of a backstory for people who may not understand what this is. So. There was a video. This woman was calling in about these people.
Oh, sure.
There was.
I can read the whole thing.
There was video taken of her doing this. So,
oh, yeah. So there's a bystander who, what is her name? It's right here.
Ellen. No, what was her name last week?
Good,
the bystander.
No, was,
good white woman?
Hannah. Hannah was everyone's bystander
Hannah,
last week.
Right.
Hannah was last week's bystander. This week's bystander, her name is Michelle Snyder.
Oh, Michelle.
And so Michelle Snyder, like, pulls out her smartphone and starts videoing the white woman.
Good.
Who's on the cops throwing a fit.
Who's calling the cops. Well, they're not supposed... I know that they're not supposed to be barbecuing here, and they're not supposed to use charcoal, and I know, and I'm going to call the cops. I'm calling the cops. I'm on the phone with the cops right now. There's an entire video of this woman just being awful, and in the background, there's a nice family having a fucking barbecue by the lake on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday, whatever fucking day it was, minding their own business. They're not hurting anybody. They're not lighting the place on fire. They're not even putting up illegal fireworks, which is something that I do at barbecues.
So they took a part of this video. They took the image of her on the phone, and they're putting it in every picture of everything.
Do the potato salad one first. That's my
Here's
favorite.
The first one.
It says, yes, officer, I'd like to report no one is eating my potato salad.
Oh, and she just looks like a horrible
She looks
bitch.
Hateful. She's got those awful Oakley Shield sunglasses on.
Yeah. And the guy in the background is the guy she's calling the cops about.
Going, what the fuck are you doing, woman?
So here she is at Soul Train.
Hello, officer. I would like to report some dancing. We're living in Footloose right here, and you can't dance in this county.
You can't dance in this county.
Right. Here, I'd report some scratching and surviving.
Oh, my God.
Good times. Ain't they lucky we got them? Here's another one. She went back to Soul Train. Apparently, black people graduating is a bad thing.
Right?
I'm at HBC, and I don't know what these. I don't know if these people go to school here or not, but they're throwing things all over the place. They're throwing these boards up in the air.
Yeah,
it might hurt somebody.
I don't know what they're doing.
Joe thought that was a guy.
This is
the person calling. It does look like one.
Excessive seasoning.
Isn't that the cast of Soul Food?
Oh my God, that's funny.
Yeah.
It's not, but
oh, I
that's
thought it was.
Funny. No.
Of course, this one she's now. This one actually made me laugh out loud when I saw this yesterday. She's like. That's right. I said tan suit.
I know. It's not funny if they don't have some kind of caption to go with them. I don't enjoy the memes without some kind of clever wordplay.
Because don't you remember the controversy that was the tan suit?
Oh, right. God, yeah. Absolutely. So disrespectful. Yeah.
The world lost their damn mind when the president wore a tan suit.
Yeah.
Oh, this one. I didn't even understand the context, and I thought it was funny.
Oh, never mind.
I just saw white mama. So it's Rachel.
That's funny.
What's her name?
Dolezal.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then this one made me laugh. And if you're of a certain age, you may understand it. If you don't, look it up. I heard what they're talking about. Dynamite.
Oh, my.
That's good.
Do you have the one with the cast of Black Panther?
I don't. I can probably. I'm sure it doesn't take much to find it.
Yeah.
It's probably in that Buddy Early thread.
Oh,
maybe it is.
Funny.
Let me go back to the Buddy Earth.
But this is like a comedic end to what feels like a month, but was probably a week full of stories about white people just calling the cops on black people doing nothing.
Everybody.
Oh, the two guys in Starbucks.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
No,
the guys
been
in Starbucks, this one in the park. There was another one that I pulled up.
Well, what a horrible bitch. Like, what is your deal? Are you that fucking miserable in your life?
Completely.
Yes, right. They are.
I've got a story about a black sorority who were performing community service. So a sorority is out there cleaning the fucking highway and people call the cops and they're detained.
Unbelievable.
Till they find out what they're doing.
Right.
Right.
Till they find out what they're doing. There's the story of Bob Marley's daughter checking out of the Airbnb.
Oh,
wasn't it his daughter?
That? I don't know.
Yeah. There's a black realtor who's getting ready to show a house, and a woman across the street calls because there's a black man walking around a house.
Awful.
And not like, I'm sure he's not in a black hoodie walking. He's probably in a suit or a tie getting ready to show
a house.
At
the very least, a polo.
Sure. Yeah. Like he's. And probably driving driving a nice car if you're a realtor, I would assume, because you're going to have to take people around and show them
usually.
Houses. I'm looking for in this list on Buddy Early's page. There's a whole list of them, but I can't.
Oh, that thread got hilarious.
Yeah, I can't.
You don't see the black pen.
I don't,
anyway,
I don't see it. There's one.
Go ahead and Google. White woman barbecue, and then go to images, and they're all fucking
they're all there
like,
for
they're
you.
All there.
There's one where she's on a picture cover, Kingsford charcoal, where they're just gonna light her up.
No charcoal fires.
And we're back to Mommy Dearest,
right?
Yes, yeah, we did that.
We did that real quick. We did that really good.
And somebody put this on, which I thought was cute, where they put her on, where she's running, fearful of. men on film.
Wait, what? Does she start crying in the middle of the video?
Oh, so basically the cops come and they tell her to mind her own fucking business, and she gets upset at the end of the video.
Well, the woman who's filming this whole video, she's just going after her. Oh, all of a sudden it's white woman privilege. I got the white attitude because the family who was being antagonized is like, she's doing a total different act than she was before you got here, because she was on them like, yeah, da, 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 da. And so the white woman filming is like, wait a minute, you're mad because they're black, so you were nice to me, so thank you for giving me the white woman privilege reaction rather than the, so, and then she just went after her. Well, when the cop arrives, this woman loses it and breaks down and is crying next to a towel.
She's the victim, saying she was being harassed.
Yes, harassed. So she totally loses it and cries.
Yeah, because there's the one that's in like a Culver's or something. Where the family goes in and the woman starts yelling, and the it's two officers. The one is pregnant. It's two female military members. The one is pregnant, and the white woman is all offended that they're going to get a table first and starts yelling at her, and then like kind of slaps the pregnant woman.
Oh
my God!
And people call the cops, and somebody's filming the whole thing, and the lady's like, "Don't you video?" And she's getting mad at the videotaper because they're catching all of it on camera.
Right.
Well, it turns out the cop was inside the restaurant eating and saw the whole thing and just took this old woman. She was like 70 years old. Just took her, handcuffed her, put her right in the car. And the family's like, no, they were doing us. And he's like, you hit a pregnant member of our military. Right. I saw it. You're getting in the car, lady. And the family's all screaming. And I swear, I wanted it to end with them just going inside and getting the custard and the chicken. Well, grandma got arrested.
Well,
racist
grandma's in the cop car again. But who wants chocolate?
It's horrible. The whole thing's, it's all on tape, and she's then trying to like pretend it didn't happen. It's like, we can just show you. And of course, a two top's going to get sat before a five top. That's just the rules.
That's how that happens.
Yeah.
It can't have been a Culver's, because a Culver's is a fast food joint.
Yeah, I don't know, but it was something,
some casual dining establishment.
That's the nicest way to say it,
isn't it? Yeah. So they call them casual dining establishment.
KFC with chairs.
Right.
Now, if you want,
basically Applebee's.
If you would like to watch the video, go to Facebook, and I'm sure you can probably find it on YouTube as well. But on Facebook, literally type in "white woman calls police." And you will find the video. It's like a minute and a half, and it's the whole thing of where they're filming her, and they've got it edited down to where we go from she's ranting at them to it's the white woman privilege attitude to crying next to a cop car.
Yeah.
The whole thing is right there.
Just awful.
Awful woman.
And I understand that maybe it takes a little bit of conscious effort to take a step back and say, okay, like, this is how I feel at first reaction, sure. And then
I'm going to look, and
now
down.
I'm going to do another thing. Like, I get that it takes a lot of conscious effort sometimes.
But calm the
Yeah, Jenny
down.
Says Cracker Barrel. That might have been it. That's where I'm going for it.
That feels right. That's odd name.
I do like their food.
Intentionally
named.
But
let me tell you, the chicken and dumplings from there.
Oh,
I will accept donations of that at any moment.
Mine is the biscuits and that's the first place I ever had biscuits and gravy, and I'm like, this is fatty and fabulous.
That's a good thing. The chicken and dumplings is the same thing, but instead of sausage flavored, it's chicken flavored.
There you go. It's like blueberry and raspberry, interchangeable.
Yeah, berries. That's all we need.
Two berries, one elegant solution.
Two unidentifiable meats. Yeah. Unidentified meats.
Stop being so racist, and the internet is going to make fun of you if you are.
I don't have one. Does anybody have a thoughtful subject we need to beat to death? Or are we
well,
good?
I thought we did have
what do
one.
We do?
One from your page from, I guess it was last week.
From my page?
Oh, tell me more.
Shut up. What did I?
Do you want to play the song, or do you want to just do it?
Well, I can play the song. I just don't remember what the hell we got going. But let's do this and make magic, people. Here we go.
I like songs.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk, because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics, religion, why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
Let's see. Oh, are we on? Okay.
Yes, we are on. That's why I said your name.
I didn't hear myself breathing. So, you had posed something that blew your mind last week on the page about how you see yourself and how other people see you is radically different.
It was very interesting. If you can't find it, I'll find it on my page and read it, what I actually posted, because it was a very interesting thing that freaked me out because I never really thought about it.
I think that originated from Gina Florio, right?
You're 100% right. It was.
You are our
friend Gina, who is down, as she likes to refer to it as, on the other side of the wall, down where is she? In Cabo San Lucas? No.
She's somewhere in Yucatan.
Got it.
Oh. The Yucatan Peninsula.
Oh, I also did a lovely post about the snooze button on Facebook. If you don't know about it, figure that out. It's lovely.
Oh, I did.
Lovely things how you can do that. But yeah, the post was about how your perception of you is very, very different because only you know you and you think you know how you are portraying yourself to everybody else, but that's not at all what they think you are.
Right. And so I guess the question would be, what do you think, like, what do you think is reflected back? Like, what do you think someone else sees in you? And then how do you get those to come closer together?
Marnie?
Nope.
What do you mean, nope? That's you always go first.
Let me back up.
Because you and you spoke first, that means you.
Just because you got a new attitude doesn't mean you get to go second.
Before you answer, I found my post. Let me read this to you. It won't take but a second. Let me read this. The headline of the post was, "A different version of you exists in the minds of everyone who knows you." This is a post that says, "I read a book that blew my mind. The main character goes crazy when he realizes that no one really knows him. The gist is that the person you think of as yourself exists only for you, and even you don't really know who that is. Every person you meet, have a relationship with, or make eye contact on the street with creates a version of you in their heads. You're not the same person to your mom, your dad, your siblings that you are to coworkers, your neighbors, or your friends. There are 1,000, this is what really fucked with me, there are 1,000 different versions of yourself out there in people's minds. A you exists in each version, and yet your you, yourself, isn't really someone at all." And I'm like, God, that's just crazy to think of. I just never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
Because you think, well, I'm me, and everybody knows me as me, but clearly...
I've never known you as someone else.
And of course, like, a mother, a child, a sibling is going to be different to you than to someone else. Like, someone who, you know, provided you with food and shelter is going to be a different person to you than they are going to be to their...
He was always a quiet neighbor.
Yeah, coworker. Right. And there's the other version of, office. Like, the, you know, the BTK killer. Sure. You know, here's someone who was in the church, family, as all the white guys are that are serial killers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually sociable, you know, depending on how they kill
sociopaths
people.
Sociopaths are real charming.
Yeah. But read Mindhunter and you'll find out how you know they're not, like, how you find out they're not. So, Marina.
No, she talked first.
I guess there's new rules in play.
Yep, she what talked first before you did. Happened? You did. You took it upon yourself.
I did no such thing.
I'm presenting you with the real me, so fucking talk.
So again,
real you's kind of an asshole, first
so
of all.
So forgive me, what was your question on this?
The question is, like, what is it you think that people, you're sending out? Like, what is it that you think people think?
You're strong, confident white woman, is that what you are?
Right, right.
Val Perkins, ladies and gentlemen.
What? Or should we do it to each other?
Oh, God.
Mm. Would that be worse? Have we all been drinking?
No,
we haven't all been drinking, but I don't like it when you say on the air, let's all do it to each other.
Fair point.
In the butt, Bob.
It gets uncomfortable.
I mean,
after
I
a
like
while.
All of you a lot.
Yeah.
But...
So Jenny brings up an interesting part of this, and this is for my times in therapy.
Sure.
That, and it's a very important point that someone else's perception is reality. Mm-hmm. So whether or not
it's their reality.
Whether
right.
or not you meant to hurt their feelings, or whether or not you meant to make them feel better, their perception of it is what happened to them. Like you can't alter that, and that is their reality. That's how they perceived it is what happened.
Right.
Yeah.
You can own it or apologize.
Because how many different times have you been somewhere and you talk to somebody and, oh, you know, blah blah blah. I'm like, oh yeah, they're a real asshole. And you're like, oh wow, I never got that at all from them.
Right.
Like I've never had a problem with them.
I swear it was a love slap. I didn't mean it.
Yeah. And that's
I thought it was just a loose tube.
But now, the perception, not reality, is different, as in like how you perceive someone else.
Sure.
That's not necessarily a reality. I'm talking about like something
that's my reality.
That's your reality, but it doesn't make it. In that case, that doesn't make it real. But if you've done something to someone else and they perceive it one way, then that's done. That's sealed in stone.
Yeah.
If that's what they got out of the interaction, then that's what they got.
You may not have meant it. You may apologize, but that's
what happened. But as far as like meeting like your guy at the grocery store that checks you out, your groceries, not checks you out. Yeah. But that's
how do you know?
That's all. But that's your relationship.
I don't have a lot of guys at the grocery store checking
3209.
So yeah,
3209.
So there's a time where you can't imagine that guy remains animated when he's not behind the register. Like you're like. You just assume he just gets folded up into a box and put away when you no longer need him.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, it's like, I don't recognize you without your scrubs on.
Right.
Like, it'd be that. Oh, you're out in public. You're wearing a green shirt. What's up?
Right. Oh, that's a great example of, like, people only see you in that role.
Right. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize you in your headset from McDonald's or whatever.
Whatever.
Cat, you have legs. You don't have a bar in front of you.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yep.
So what do you think gets put out there?
What I would say, please repeat the question so that we're clear, and then I will answer of turn.
Yeah, what is it that you think you're putting out there, and then how do you make the two come closer together?
Okay. So I hope what I'm putting out there is, for the most part, just a friendly, welcoming face. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I've reached the point in my life where I should live by that. Be the person you wish you had met when you were younger.
Oh, okay.
What I mean? Like, I saw that several years ago and was fairly moved by it because, you know what I mean, I had struggles or whatever as a youth.
Yeah. You are from Utah, so it's appropriate.
When you was a youth.
Right. Yep. I know.
Now we made a double entendre on it. Like that was hard to do.
Yeah, but we weren't a Ute family. We were an Aggie family.
Oh.
Yeah, it was all about... Anyway. All
right.
Anyway, it was all about Utah State, not the U.
Fair.
Whatever.
Fair. Yeah.
Because they had the agriculture program. Anyway. So I always hope that I'm putting that out there. To be that person that I wish that I had met years ago. Somebody that was, like, open and helpful and... You know, willing to listen and willing to like help you through your struggle. That's the thing that I hope that I put out there. The thing that I think that I am is awful.
That's on my list.
Yeah. So you're still working on that.
Right.
Just asking.
Like the part that nobody sees is awfully judgy and kind of bitchy and doesn't have a lot of patience. And I hope that's
well, she sounds like a charmer.
She's an asshole. We hate her. We hope that we only see the public face of Kat Carlson because the
Fair
rest of
point.
It,
sure.
not cute.
Sure.
Not cute. Barney?
No, Clayton.
Oh, no, that's me.
Hell?
Yeah.
I don't run this show. I don't know.
I just have some control. Just one time in a day. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I believe that I send out a... Yeah, there's an edge to a lot of it, meaning that I know that there's a little bit of a bitchiness about me that I think a lot of people have. It's part of a security screen.
What?
But clearly, based on the feedback that I've received over the years from others, there is, and again, it's part of the act, it's part of the portrayal, there is a confidence and a, he's got it all together, he's got it, you know, he's got all that, or that's one aspect of it. The other one that I think I put out to certain people is that I'm a go-to friend, or I'm the lean-on person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there are a ton of people out there, and it's partially because of the, don't ask me a question if you don't want the answer.
Right.
And then I become, well, you're a jerk, or you're the asshole because I didn't give them the answer that they wanted to get, or whatever. So there are some people out there, and others that I've worked with, be it in shows, bars, whatever, that I'm like, no, this is how we're going to do it because I've done this before and they want to do it some other way. And I'm like, no. And so I'm just the dick. I'm just the asshole of the thing, which is fine. But I think...
But anytime you have an opinion on anything, you're going to be the dick to someone.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, but I think, again, based on the majority of the feedback that I've received from people, like the kid that walked up and, you know, he remembered me, he felt comfortable because, like, when he first came out, the one who said I was the landmark, that story that I've told before, I got the word wrong. But it's like, again, he had... he'd already seen me. I was a comfortable face and voice to him when he first came out and he was around. And a lot of other people are like that. But I don't. It would be interesting and maybe even heartbreaking to get an anonymous depiction? List of 50 random people who. What do you really think of person X?
Yeah. Not what you think of them, but what?
What's your perception?
Yeah, what's your perception? Because you know you don't want to be like, well, he's a dick because he was mean once. But what's
right?
Like, what's your general feeling?
What do they convey? Yeah.
So I guess could include, and he was a dick.
Yeah, right.
First of all, what a fun game to play. When are we going to go and just sit at a bar and play this game?
We do.
What are you doing?
Here's what I do.
As soon as we get off the air.
So I'll give you get off the hook one more time. So what? Because there's
fuck world are we living
there's
in?
There's a second part to the question, though. Like, what do you do? Well, let's do that part. So you go next. We'll get to that at the end and see if we all have the same
follow-up question.
Yeah, follow-up question.
I would say that I convey that, or what people see is that I'm always on. Not today.
I was just thinking that
not today, Berta.
I was literally thinking that in my head.
You mean like on stage? Like
yeah,
you're
like that I'm always on. That I'm always
cheering.
Like up and cheerier, or even if I'm snide a little bit, like today. That clutch my pearl
just a little bit.
Listen back to hour one of this week.
Say.
Get out. But
don't really get out.
Yeah. No, I meant it. Do you need me to move the chair?
Get out.
That people would think that's the case again. Whether I'm snarky, whether I'm funny, if I'm that, whatever. But that is just so not the case, right? And sometimes that's what I want to present, and I like doing that, but I don't think that I even understand the question still. But that's what I think people would think. Am I saying that right?
Yeah, it's kind of like if you looked in the mirror and saw what someone else saw, like what do you think they're getting?
Someone horribly uncomfortable in herself, so she's presenting a smokescreen of funny and that kind of thing. Yeah,
like maybe they see through the veil.
Sure. I would think some people would.
Yeah.
It's not what I saw today.
Oh, I don't. I don't give people that much credit. I don't think they can see through the veil. Okay. I think most people
maybe
are so
they don't look closely enough.
I don't think they look close enough, and I think there's much more concern.
I think they do.
No. Okay. I'm not saying it's the highest percentage. There are people who can see through all of it, but I think the majority, they're so much more concerned with what's going on with their self that they don't look deep enough
maybe
in anybody
afraid
else.
You're seeing what they're putting out there, not putting.
I don't think enough people think of. Oh, they're funny. I think they're hurting inside. I don't think enough people are like that.
It always depends on the jokes. That are...
Yeah, but this whole bullshit about self-deprecating kind of stuff.
I was going to say, that's the first thing I went
no.
to.
Because Erin will say that, like, a lot. She always says, stop being mean to my girlfriend. Right? When I'm sitting there and I'm putting myself down. It is something that truly, when you go back to where did that start? Yeah, sixth grade, this was easy to see, and this is what. But now, sometimes that's just funny.
Right.
I mean, at the gym today, the gal gets done, the trainer, and she says, all right, how's everybody feeling? You got a six pack and biceps? And I said, six pack and biceps? Got a keg and a bump. I mean, like, what are you talking about? And
ooh, another double entendre.
There you go.
Could make gym class fun.
Right.
And it sounds like you're going to get birth of the prom. What's the bump
fair,
from?
Right. A bump
did
right
you
here.
See Mom's post there? Mom and I said, you try too hard to please everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about that before. Sure. You've always been that way.
Yeah. Just trying, like, plates too full, plates overflowing, but I'm going to try to figure it out. And I just need to be like,
It's hard to learn how to say no, thank you.
The answer is not a second plate.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just clean off
right.
the one plate.
That one I can help you with. I teach classes on no thank you.
Oh.
Thank you.
It does not include wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right, Mama.
Then that's not a class I want to attend. I say no, thank you.
I
say good day,
sir.
The wine shows up. So
good day.
I would say that I come across a lot of times like I think people would see what I'm doing as being like really insensitive. Like sometimes I don't.
Again,
you don't say.
Should we go back? Yeah. Let's
talk. I think I can drop the music out of this section.
Ain't nothing thoughtful.
And that can be probably true based on his reaction.
I feel like some of that has to come with your profession, though. Like
he's been with me my whole life, though.
So you went into the right profession
from the beginning. Yeah.
And there's always that worry at work that people see me as just being exhausted and unorganized. That I just come across as running around with the chicken with my head cut off. But then I'll get feedback and I'm like, okay, so clearly that wasn't. I'm keeping some kind of composure while I'm handling something that people looked at me where I'm like, I just feel like the barn's on fire and we all gotta just get the fuck out. Leave the horses.
Turn them loose. They know how to get out.
Pulling orphans out of everywhere.
There really is. And sometimes it's the fact that I find shit funny that I shouldn't find funny, so I'm making a joke, and I'll see it on someone's face, like, I'm just the dick to them that is making a joke about something that shouldn't be funny, but you just gotta find a way to laugh at some of it. Right. And I can, unfortunately, make a joke out of just about any situation. It's gift/curse.
Did you see what Mama Dinah does?
Yeah.
Welcome to my club, Al.
Right.
Sure.
And there's that worry that I don't, and there's just some things that I feel are too much for me to feel. That I'm like, I just have to take a step back because if I go down that well, she ain't coming back. Sure. You know what I mean? So that's...
Baby Jessica's going to be down there a while.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's kind of a hard line to
Baby
draw
Valerie.
Of like, I just need to take two steps back.
Valfred. Yeah. Valfred.
Baby Valfred.
In more formal circles, Baby Valfred. So now, what do you think is the solution to this? And anybody can go first, because...
What are we solving? Wait.
Yeah, what are we solving?
The difference between...
I first again.
The difference between what people are perceiving of you, or perceiving you, and what you are...
They need to pay attention.
That's right.
That's
fucking listen to me!
That's fair.
Listen to what I don't say!
Oh.
Let me tell you how many times I've dated that girl.
Yeah. We've been her, we've
Every
dated
time.
Her, we were raised by her, we gave birth to her, like everybody knows that chick.
Listen to what I'm not saying
smart,
right
man.
Now.
That's smart.
Yeah. Fuck right. Barbara Streisand!
Right, exactly. I mean, it's going to come out at the worst possible moment if you don't say what
is
you're thinking.
Everybody gay?
Yeah. So, that's one answer, but... That's actually two answers. Don't be the girl who wants you to hear what she's not saying, people should pay attention more. But like, that's kind of passive. What can you do to solve that? If there's someone that, their perception doesn't meet up with you as the person.
Oh, and then I find out where to find out. Like, how would I convince them? Well, clearly,
hostage situation's off the table.
No,
let's just,
damn it.
Let's just take the easiest.
But I think I've actually already experienced this because over the years, obviously when I was much younger, as I think a lot of us were.
I was younger, that's true.
No, we're all younger.
Just also yesterday. Younger.
I think
just
a lot of us,
yesterday.
When we were younger, your fangs were longer when you were, your fangs were sharper when you were younger. When you were serving, I think when you were serving in BS West and you were around that snark environment, you were this fast and this snarky. So people had a perception of you then. But I think we've all gotten older, I think that has softened a little bit because we're not...
Oh, I'm just a shitty at work now,
no,
as I've always
But we
been.
Realize that we don't run the world. Right. We don't know everything.
Right.
We're not invincible.
Right, we realize
who
all
run
that.
The world?
So I think, over the years, there have been a few times where I've crossed paths with somebody who... We wound up talking and becoming... friends, and then all of a sudden it's the fourth or fifth or 20th drink in, and they're like, I never really liked you before, and here's why.
Yeah.
And then we've gotten past that, and we've addressed whatever incident it was, and I may have remembered a situation or whatever, and then you talk them through that, and they realize, okay, it was an isolated incident. I thought you were a jerk because of one thing, not the litany of everything else you've done in the community or world or whatever.
Sure.
But I think, again, I think because when I was younger, I was a much bigger smartass than I am now, and I am a pretty good one now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just saying, I don't think I've lost any of my smartassness.
No, but I think you temper it a little. You read your audiences better.
Oh yeah, in high school I probably did a couple more cruel things. But
I mean, you're
in your 30s.
You read your audience different now. I would think.
No, I was good to the new gays. I was
you were their leader for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I was a port in the storm for the newly out and just found this little
cut to Alan
little bar
a white powdered wig with a stethoscope.
So see my mad scientist face. Who knew I had that?
And I don't know when you're saying like if I were to find that out, I would just look up if somebody were to be like, oh, I just thought you were always on, or I just thought this and that. I would just start laughing and be like, you just need to pay closer attention.
Right.
I mean, because there's a persona that I think everybody puts on when they walk out the door.
Oh, right.
You know? Yeah. I remember someone that I was dating that was back at the house, like we were just at the house, we're just sitting there, and I'm just watching TV.
You're at home,
Marnie. Yeah.
Right.
And I'm just cleaning and watching TV, just hanging out, whatever. But I'm not on, because I don't have to be.
Right.
And especially not with the person that you're with. But that person, because it wasn't a real close relationship, couldn't figure out why. Well, I like the funny Marnie.
Right.
Yeah, no.
I like the one that you know, like this isn't fun.
I think we've all been down that road.
Sure. And I'm like, well, you can get out of my house.
Yeah.
Please.
That'd
be nice.
My favorite was, what are we gonna do today? Well, I'm gonna lay here and watch TV and there are no guarantees I'm gonna stay awake for the bulk of it. So
entertain yourself.
Yeah, right. Entertain you.
Yeah, no. that's like, not a let me look through the list of things I'm doing today. Oh no, entertaining you wasn't on there.
Right,
nope.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck no, you. That's completely fair.
Did you already answer?
I didn't.
Would you like to?
Because I don't think that I want people to see past what I'm putting out there.
Oh, that's fair too.
I don't want you in.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
okay. I'm still on that boat.
Yeah. I don't want you that far in for the most part. And it's funny that you bring up the difference between like out and about you and home you, because home me is not very, very, very much fun.
You're yelling at kids and making shirts.
Yelling at kids and fucking making shirts. Yeah. No, and it kind of cracks me up because I think about it sometimes, and I think, especially in the context of Sharon, I'm like, first of all, like me at home is no kind of fun. I don't know what the fuck you're doing here. Because she definitely doesn't like Kat Carlson. Like, she does not like when we're out and about, she does not like when we're out and about, and there's a million people that she doesn't know, and she's very, very like kind of passive aggressively vocal about that. She's like, "Well, I don't know who that is, and you've never talked about them. I know a million fucking people.
Right,
you
think
I'm
going
to talk about all of them?
Yeah.
Also, they're unimportant, so that's why I probably
if they're if they're important to me, I'm going to introduce you. Or at the very least, if I remember their name, I will introduce you.
Right.
I'll make introductions and try to get us out of this social situation.
Right.
I'll say I need cheese or a drink refill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's a way. Geez, yeah.
The cheese farmer stands alone.
The farmer.
You missed that.
No, I heard it. Okay. I was out there. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry.
I went through all of it.
I heard that. So,
for the most part, I don't want a whole lot of people in, and even my partner, I don't want like super far in, and that's a whole cause of a whole other thing.
Sure.
But like, there's a big fucking wall, and everybody just stay the fuck out. This is what I put out there, and this is what you get. And go fuck yourselves if you want something else.
Well, and the interesting when you talk about
join us next week, is what I've been called repeatedly.
Join us next week when our new co-host will be
Kat, Clayton, Marnie, and not Al, because
nobody
Kat
told me intimacy
him,
was
you know,
part of this thing. Yeah. I'm out.
So
well, but even when you and if I if I
doll.
May
yeah.
the with my mom right where. She would even get to the point because we would always, she was always with me when we would go out and do things. And, you know, you're going, so she was used to that, Marnie. And then I'd be at home and I'd be like, why the fuck is that, you know, or bitching or pissed. Like, that's really all I do.
Yeah.
But I'd be doing
why aren't you trying to please? Yeah.
Right. Well, and not even just that, but like looking hurt, looking.
Oh, right.
Disappointed.
Something
looking
does
like
bother
I'm
you.
Being personally, taking it as a personal affront. I don't mean to be rude, and especially to my mother, but fuck you.
Right. And because
and that's whomever.
That's not
about you.
That's the trying too hard to please everybody person who now, oh, wait, you're the person that we usually say, oh, it doesn't matter, fuck over Marnie, she won't mind, she'll get over it.
Yeah.
And then you're the person under the bus half the time or left out because she won't mind, she's happy no matter what we do to her. Yeah, that's a...
No, that's
not a good place to be. And that's why, Huh?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you're the one that's always trying to make people happy, then no one's going to worry because she's fine.
She's out running an errand for somebody else.
So I think the common denominator is, and what I would say is the answer is communication, opening up,
right.
Telling people what you really...
Right.
And not if you don't want to.
If not you want to. If you're bothered by there being a different person to the rest of the world than the person that's inside, then you get to know them. And this thing... with my mom, there was a point where I was kind of mad at my family for not knowing more about me. I had reached this point where I was like working at the bar and had all these friends at the bar that were like family, and I had said something, and my mom was like, "Oh, I didn't realize that." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm like people that drink at the bar that I work at know more about me than you do." And she was like, "Well, then you have to tell me things that I need to know. I live on the other side of the country. I don't interact with you. So if there's something important going on and you don't tell me, I can't react to something I've never heard. I don't know this. I can't have a reaction to it. You had a bad breakup. You didn't tell us you were seeing anybody. You didn't tell us about the breakup. You can't come to us and expect us to be sympathetic to something you didn't tell us about. Like, you're just home having fun. Like, why are you sad? Like, what's that about?" And it was kind of eye-opening to be like, oh yeah, I guess if I don't tell people what's wrong or tell people what's going on, then I have no right to expect them to react differently. Or if I don't say, I'm having a shitty day here, people. Everybody, shut the fuck up.
Why aren't you listening to what I'm not saying?
Yeah. But I have to, and again, I have to say it out loud. Like, here's what I need from all you all. Distance and time.
Sure.
Or whatever that quote is from Marlon Brando.
Right. I have no idea.
Oh, it's what he says to Elaine Stritch. He wants distance and silence. Distance and silence. Because they slept together once, and then she wanted to see him again. He's like, nope, only need two things from you. Distance and silence. So, I think that's what it is. If there's someone out there that you think has the wrong perception, then you have to talk to them and find out, where it meets. Like,
right. Because if you don't tell them.
If you don't tell them, they won't know.
No.
I agree with what my mom put up there. You can't change what they think, but you can only believe in yourself and believe hopefully you believe that what you're putting out there is good.
But you can show them something about you that says, I actually do care about that. I'm sorry if I'm being cavalier.
If you want to.
Yeah, I'm putting on this brave face, but yeah.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
Nope. Well, I think that was a good... That
good
was,
work.
That was actually thoughtful. That was really
Katie
thoughtful.
Katie Vale, Moyle, and Clayton.
Oh, my name
Do
is
I
just
have
the
to
same.
Be Katie?
Oh, yeah.
She replaced a Katie. She can't be a Katie.
No. Oh, that's right.
She can't be a Catherine.
In my elder years, I could be a Catherine. I'm not old enough.
Not yet. No.
Not yet. No.
I don't think you'll ever be. You'll never get to be.
I think about 10 years.
There's a t-shirt that I want to try to put in here, but it won't work. Damn it.
You'll figure it out.
No, I won't.
I like t-shirts.
Oh, my heaven's sakes.
Well, thanks a lot
to everybody who's been playing along in the chat room. Chat room was very busy all evening. Thank you for that. It was fun. Good times
and,
for all.
And everybody that joined in.
Mm-hmm.
That was fantastic.
And all the ships at sea.
And Michael on YouTube and Bridget.
Yes. And Mexico.
And Mexico.
As we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought.
Joe.
We will see you next Tuesday. Woo!
It's enough for today. Spicy's gonna go bye-bye right now. I need a big boy nap.